As the story goes, Native Americans from the Algonquin peoples introduced the Pilgrims at Plymouth, Massachusetts, to the cranberry, and the tart, bright red fruit holds an honored place at the traditional American Thanksgiving feast. Over the years, the cranberry has been juiced, jellied, and jazzed up with sugar, and nowadays it is extolled as an antioxidant and urinary tract infection fighter, though research has only shown modest benefits for younger women. Some say organic cranberries are healthier and have more flavor than conventionally grown varieties, but few cranberry growers have come to the modern organic movement. Not so the Rusch family farm near Vesper, Wisconsin, which has been family-run for over 100 years and regularly sells out its very modest production. Owner Brian Rusch is on the line. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
So I understand there's a good amount of history in the Rusch Century Farm. What can you tell me about the farm's origins?
Well, back in 1879, my great-grandfather moved from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to the present farm. So I'm now fourth generation owner of the farm. It's been continuous ownership in the Rusch family name for that nearly 140 years now. It was a dairy farm, of course, for many years. And then in 1990, my father, who had basically paid for the farm working on cranberry marshes in the fall while he was a young man in his 20s, planted about a quarter acre of cranberries. And as it turns out, it was the first what they call upland cranberry bog in the state of Wisconsin. Now, in addition to that, he never really believed in using pesticides, so he decided he was going to grow these cranberries without any herbicides or pesticides or chemicals or chemical fertilizers, etc., which the big cranberry growers in the area laughed at him and said, "This is not like you can't do that. You have to use all these different chemicals in order to keep the pests away and effectively grow cranberries." So we became the first certified organic cranberry grower in Wisconsin, and I guess kind of the rest is history.
Now, if I were to bite into one of your berries, Brian, how different might it taste from something that's conventionally farmed with pesticides and all that?
Many people tell me they can definitely taste more flavor. It's maybe a little higher sugar content, but since I don't eat other people's cranberries, I just eat my own, I really can't answer that for myself. But I, listening to other people, they believe that they can tell and taste the difference.
Now, doing organic cranberries and occasionally flooding the bog at the very end, you must have a lot of frogs and that kind of salamanders, that kind of thing. They love wet places like that, and since you don't have any pesticides, they can live there. How right am I?
Well, I would say yes. There's all kinds of, you know, wildlife on the farm, as there is in many of those different areas. I've noticed an increase in frogs and an increase in snakes and that type of thing over the years, which is a good thing. I believe I've always read those are the type of things that if you see an increase or decrease, that tells you a little bit about the environment they're living in. Being that we don't use any pesticides or herbicides, I would guess there's probably a lot of other very small insects and that type of thing that thrive that normally wouldn't. And so there's various things that we can do to help minimize that. You can't completely control it like you can in conventional, but everything, including flooding the beds in late May, takes away one of the insects called the black-headed fireworm. And it does a pretty effective job of killing that initial flight of that pest, which can really do some damage to your crop if they get in too high of numbers.
Here we are, getting close to Thanksgiving. What's it like working in your bogs this time leading up to Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll tell you, if people were able to come out here, they would be, it's a wonderful experience because the birds, the Canadian geese and the sandhill cranes by the thousands are, you know, on the farm and near the other farms around us. And the constant honking and they're flying overhead, it's really a terrific experience. So while other people might be behind their desk, you know, we're out there picking the berries and, you know, enjoying a nice fall afternoon. It's kind of hard to beat.
Well, I want to thank you, Brian Rusch, owner of Rusch Century Farm, home of the organic cranberry there in Wisconsin. Well, thanks for taking the time with me today. Much appreciated.
Been a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you for inviting me.
And by the way, Brian Rusch gave us a favorite family recipe for cranberry nut pie. You can find it on our website, loe.org.